Silver Lining, written by Sky Warren, narrated by CJ Bloom and Jason Clark. Chapter 1. Elijah. My father was the first man I killed. He wasn't the last. Combat means seeing death up close and personal. I know the smell of death, the taste, the feel of it weighing down the air. It's heavy as hell. Death turns the SUV I'm driving into a pressure cooker with me and Holly inside. Every bump on the road threatens to set us aflame. "You're going to be okay," I say, and my voice doesn't crack. I sound confident and sure. It's a fucking lie. "You're going to make it." Plenty of times in my life, I've wished for death to slip a silent knife into my back. Quicker that way. Cleaner. Easier. Not now. Not when Holly is blinking in the passenger seat, her pretty brow furrowed as she looks down at the heart-colored stain spreading across her shirt. She doesn't know yet, not on a conscious level. Adrenaline is flooding her body, shutting down higher thinking. She doesn't know one of the colonel's men shot her. She doesn't know the bullet tore through soft flesh. She doesn't know she's dying. "Stay awake. Just stay the fuck awake, that's all you have to do. Stay alive." The sound of the tires on pavement, the roar of the engine, they barely register as sound. Not after gunshots in the small, enclosed space of her apartment. I led her there from my abandoned church turned safe house like a lamb to the slaughter. No, not exactly. I taught her how to shoot a gun before that. I left out the lesson about knowing the odds. 3 armed enemies, 1 Holly. The math doesn't work. She makes a sound that could be a question. Awake. Then her head lolls onto her shoulder. She's passed out from the pain or the shock. Or sleeping. That's a nice thought. I can imagine her resting in the passenger seat instead of bleeding out. The air gets heavier, thicker. I want to get out from under it. I want to breathe. But my lungs can't expand against the pressure. And anyway, there are things to do. We're 2 blocks from the church safe house where we should have stayed after I kidnapped her. Maybe forever. Instead, I have a limited amount of time to make a phone call. None of my brothers will do any good right now. None of them can talk to me. That would only put them in danger. Yes, they're tough sons of bitches. Our father would have killed us if we weren't. But even they can't fight the whole.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?